Hey, everybody. Welcome back to episode
128.
All right, so it's episode 127.
Is the long-lost episode that we put into a time capsule just in case we make it big one day.
That's right.
And we're like, boom, here is never-before-seen footage.
Exactly. This could be a profitable thing for us. People might want to pay to see that. So 127 didn't make it to air.
We currently have some product placement going on here.
But it might one day. You know, be on the lookout, and you never know. It could be published one day, and maybe just randomly somewhere on the internet.
It's like a
treasure trunk hunt.
A treasure trunt. So long as you're not the one that has to post something, I'm sure it would get posted.
Well, there's a couple things that obviously some of the top secret information that we discussed in 127. So I wasn't by law allowed to publish it. This is a legal thing. Yeah, exactly. My hands were tied. So that was that. That's private.
Stop the program.
And also, my dog ate my laptop. This is true.
Tegan?
No, Max.
You named one of your dogs Max.
Well, I didn't name it.
Oh.
If you really want the details, it was someone else's dog when the little guy was at my house and he ate my laptop. I came home mangled, destroyed, little keys all over the house. But good news is no damage to the hard drive, and I just need to replace the keyboard. But over the Christmas break, I wasn't able to publish from my laptop because I was in Bolivia.
I see.
That's right.
Bolivia.
Where were you?
Oh, I was in Buenos...
Because we haven't caught up since pre-Christmas.
Yeah, I was in Buenos Aires.
Oh, your treasure trunk.
I was trying to speak in Castellano, but then I realized there's no EA in there. So, yeah, I was in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Why were you there, Mac, Paul?
Whoa! I'm not the dog that ate your laptop previous host. I was there because it was warm.
It was warm. It was not warm here in Seattle. And so now
or in Bolivia. Oh,
no.
Wait, you weren't there. You were making a joke. I see.
Who is this genius?
It's funny?
No.
We will post episode 127, but now we're gonna stick with this being called episode 128. Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Some New Year's resolutions are to really do the best job that I can here on Ping.
That's right. I think that's a good one for you.
Yeah.
And I am going to make the same resolution. Although I feel like I've been performing.
Right, now you should set the bar even higher.
Set the bar even higher.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yeah.
Although I feel like there's a couple things that we can do and we'll talk about it off screen.
Mm.
I want to do the embarrassing things for you at least.
Of course, hardly remember how many 8 that you have to do, but
if you have a list, we can discuss, but I think we should
put some ground rules in place first so that
no nudity for me.
Okay,
that's the rule. I'll pretty much do anything else.
I think there needs to be one rule where if one person has the other person do something embarrassing, that person can be like double dared to do it themselves.
Wow. Okay. Why would I be able to? I can double dare you.
Well, that way, like if you say that
that's gonna make all my dares lame.
How long is this going to take?
See, that's the one. It's like you have to be able to put some skin in the game. I have a feeling
what I'm willing to do and find embarrassing, which isn't much, is far from what you're going to find embarrassing to do. So,
right. Like, I, for example, would never do my hair like that.
But instead you do it like that. Was this a dare as well?
Oh, shut up. But we should just start the show.
Okay. All right, in a video that is making its way around YouTube and the internet, someone has remixed some of the finer moments from Microsoft's CES keynote over the past, I think, 10 years. And obviously with CES just happening, we've got a lot of news coming out. And one thing which I found amazing is the level of celebrity that we've had incorporated into these keynotes. I mean, if you look back, there's...
We had Ballmer, we had Gates.
Yeah, that's exciting. And we had Justin Timberlake. This year we had Ryan Seacrest. He's big in LA, American Idol. Justin Timberlake. We had The Rock, Shaquille O'Neal.
Conan O'Brien in there somewhere.
Conan O'Brien, absolutely. So somebody went ahead and made a little hip hop rap meme remix. Bing, bing, bing. There's a part in that where Ballmer says that, and it's pretty cool. So let's take a look at it right now.
Look tight, coat.
Bill Gates.
All prices.
All right, well, is anybody going to do anything, or should we just move on?
That is impressive.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep, extreme entertainment in a very rich way. Working with the retail PC devices.
So that's fun. I always appreciate it when people make music out of nothing, you know?
You mean like musicians?
Yeah, and artists and creative folk. But speaking of CES, we've got a lot of exciting news coming out. You know, Ballmer got on stage, did the keynote, talked about some Windows Phone announcements, some Xbox Live announcements, and you are a personal fan of one of the people making videos down at in Las Vegas at CES.
Yeah, Ben the PC guy.
Yeah, what did Ben have to say?
Well, first I was just surprised that a bunch of my non-Microsoft friends had posted a YouTube video of this guy comparing the Windows Phone to other phones, and I was like, okay, these are not the most die-hard Microsoft enthusiasts, so I was thinking this dude...
Were they trying to stick it to you? Like, look how slow the Windows Phone is!
That's what I thought. Then I watched it, and it was like 4.5 minutes of Ben the PC guy, like, consistently beating every other phone in, like one or two tasks.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, posting to Facebook or, like, taking a picture, putting it up on Twitter and all these different things. And, like, they just beat every device across the board. There was one person that had his iPhone 4S and took a picture and posted to Twitter like milliseconds faster than Ben the PC guy, so you had to give him $100 cash. But everyone else...
Did he actually give him $100?
He gave him $100 cash.
Wow. Go, Ben. His name is Ben Rudolph, and I think he's more than the PC guy now. He might also be the phone guy. He's expanding.
Well, his Twitter handle is Ben the PC guy.
Gotcha.
So,
okay. I'm just saying in terms of his career.
So anyway, so he had these signs that everyone had to hold up saying, like, I just got smoked by the Windows Phone, a little hashtag, and I think that was probably part of the deal where, like, if you lose the bet, you have to put your face
on the sandwich board.
Yeah,
which is something that we're going to probably do on this show. And, in fact, I think he might have stolen that idea from us. You know, this is actually the last year that Microsoft is going to be giving a keynote at CES, and some people were questioning whether or not this was the decline of the Consumer Electronics Show. And apparently the space is already sold for next year, so not so much.
Well, I
don't think it really aligns with any of our product announcements.
Right,
that's just the problem.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can see where there have been some kind of forced pieces where it's like, we kind of have this, we don't have this. And I think it's probably in our best interest to take, you know, a step back, give someone else the spotlight for a year, and see maybe the following year if there's anything that realigns.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I know I've covered it for many, many years in the past, and sometimes we're sort of grasping at straws to find the Microsoft headlines, when really our headlines, for me, at least what I do in my job, are primarily at Microsoft conferences.
Yeah.
You know, where CES is not a Microsoft-run conference.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I think that, you know, with Microsoft conferences, like, we do put them together end-to-end, and it's a good force and function, at least from someone on the product team, that says, like, oh, here's a big conference coming up, we need to be done this much time ahead of that so that we're ready for that conference. And when there are so many different conferences that happen throughout the year, if that isn't the primary vehicle that people want to ship at, then nothing's going to happen. And it's really hard, especially in the tech industry, to say, hey, you know, with like all the holidays that happen around the world, like Thanksgiving, you know, and Christmas, Hanukkah,
I'm
all that stuff.
I'm familiar with them.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, all of them. Festivus.
Yeah.
There's just like 6 to 8 weeks of unproductivity. So if you're trying to launch something first week in January,
It's tough.
It's a really, really difficult time.
It is a difficult time. So who knows? We'll see what happens next year. But I know it's probably a blow to Hollywood and athletes globally that they won't be able to be a part of the Microsoft keynote next year.
Yeah. Yeah. We won't be able to try and steal a Windows phone.
All right, Paul, file this under things that warm the cockles of my soul.
Warm the wuddles?
The cockles. Cockles of my soul. Good news for Windows Phone developers, I think. I read an article about an independent game and app developer for Windows Phone who actually made $61,000 last year. Strictly developing for Windows Phone. This is awesome.
Yeah, I think it's pretty sweet. His name is Albert Perez, and he is the developer of the Impossible Shooter and numerous other Windows Windows Phone 7 games.
Interesting, though, is that I find myself, or I
were tend you just to, remixing that sentence?
I stutter today. I think that I'm pretty well-versed in what apps are out there in the marketplace. I try to stay on top of it.
Really?
You know, I do. I play a lot of them. And a lot of these apps,
Is this because of the research that you do?
It's extensive.
For hot apps.
I mean, if I'm not here, I'm usually somewhere in the app marketplace or playing Words by Boast.
Right. You still play that?
I do. I haven't played in a while because I had some phone issues, but we're back up and running. Anyway, a lot of his apps I hadn't heard of, but his most profitable app with a revenue of almost $19,000 is a game called Racer. He's got another one about $10,000 with a game called
Nom Nom Worm.
Traffic Jam I have heard of, but this is amazing. And there's a quick article which we'll link to, and then also a little bit deeper where he delves into, you know, the fact that this is his first year being employed by himself, self-employed versus for a company, and the differences in that, and some of the problems that he had, and like, you know, the way that his income was constantly fluctuating.
Right.
And so if you were going to try to be a professional, private, you know, developer, I think it's rather informative. It's just some of the pitfalls that he fell into and things that you might want to look to avoid.
Yeah, I would find it really interesting to look through the data that he has where he breaks down, like, the revenue month over month, because it seems like there were a couple spikes and then a dip and then another spike, and maybe if he has some...
There's probably a spike whenever we mentioned it on, like, Ping or Hot Apps or something.
Probably. I don't think that this is revenue. I don't think you pay for the apps. I think it's from advertising impressions. So I think it's actually about engagement with the game or perhaps ad placement. Anyway, I'll take a look since I'm really interested in all that.
Yeah, you should take a look.
Stuff.
And he talks about, you know, some of, you'd think from his years worth of experience, $61,000, that he'd have a better grasp on, like, what was going to make a successful game. And he blatantly says no.
Absolutely not.
No idea what's going to work.
That's one of the...
It's just like throwing a rock.
Yeah, it's one of the principles of the lean startup movement, which I'm sure you've heard tons about from Eric Ries and other industry professionals.
I read the white paper on it.
Oh, yeah? There was a white paper?
Yeah, you didn't read it?
No, I didn't. I read the book on it called The Lean Startup, and he was also a visiting lecturer as part of our internal ResNet series. But anyway, that's specifically what people are learning these days, is that, like, the intuition that people have, like, the gut feeling, like the Stephen Colbert truthiness of the situation, it doesn't work. Like, you need to have a very methodical, systematic way of doing lots and lots of testing to find out how consumers are going to be engaging with your product, and only if there's positive engagement with a micro-test that you do can you validate that assumption is correct. Otherwise, you're just going to be spending lots and lots of time building something which people might not actually like.
Interesting, because if you watched the movie Control All Compete about Microsoft and startups, a lot of the pioneers and the entrepreneurs in those startups say, it just ran off a gut feeling. You know, it was just something I felt and I believed and I was passionate about it and I ran with it.
Yeah.
You know, no lean startup effect there.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure there was some of that in there. There had to have been. I mean, sure, someone's going to have a gut feeling and go into a direction.
Right.
But they shouldn't be marching in that direction for a very, very, very long time without having some validation that that's correct.
Fair enough. We've gone off topic here, but I want to say kudos to Albert Perez. And hopefully this entices all of you out there to start developing apps for the Windows Phone. All right, Paul, we mentioned earlier some news and stories coming out of CES, and one of the big topics was, of course, Kinect and the official launch of Kinect for Windows.
Yeah.
Which is not only, it's own device.
Yeah.
It's not just like you use your Kinect and plug it into your laptop.
Right, yeah. So the Kinect, there have been 18 million of those sold. So it was the fastest selling consumer electronics device of all time with like 10 million units in 60 days.
I think it set a world record, actually.
Didn't I just say that?
No, like a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, the fastest selling
consumer. But I don't know. Let's move on.
Yeah, it was. We've talked about it like 9 times.
Okay.
So everyone should know that by now. If not, hey, welcome to the show. So they sold 18 million units, and now, and there's been just like huge embracing from the community where people wanted to develop all these different apps and different ways of using this. So Microsoft has been spending much of time to make a PC-optimized version of the Kinect that's not meant for solely like across-the-room big gestures, but actually more up close. So instead of being like multiple feet away, it's like 50 centimeters and as short as 40 centimeters away.
So this would probably be better for things like facial tracking you know, eyeballs, yeah. retina is eyebrow raising.
Having a much crisper audio spectrum or something mm-hmm. so that it's easier to do the speech-to-text recognition.
Yeah, and there's a lot of areas that people have been, you know, first it started with people sort of hacking to connect. And then we went ahead and we gave out the SDK.
Right.
And now we're going ahead even further and really embracing the developers and giving you a connect from Windows because, as we've, you know, reported here on Ping, the health industry, medicine, education, retail, all of these industries have really embraced what the Kinect can do.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the things that Steve Clayton showed off also at CES was this Kinect in this room where you can, you know, digitally try on clothes, but a really high-end version of things I think we've seen simpler in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many uses out there for the Kinect, and I think this is one of the things that gets Ballmer notably excited. I mean, more notably than normal.
Right. As hackers.
He is easily excitable. So that comes out February 1st.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty cool to see. I think that this is also going to come out with an SDK where you can actually start having commercial applications of this versus previously with the Kinect SDK, it was mainly for non-commercial use.
Right.
So I'm going to be very interested to see how the marketplace reacts to buying these devices and how developers make really, really cool
stuff. It's about $100 more than the Kinect for the 360, so it better have some good stuff in there.
Yeah, there better be like Dance Central PC edition or
That's
something.
That's right.
It really makes me want to dance for an extra $100.
All right, real quick before we go, I wanted to, of course, you have to mention the Nokia Lumia 900, which
the Nokia.
Oh, geez. You know what? I went over to the Windows Phone team the other day, and I was like, because these are people that I was at Nokia World with. Uh-huh. These are people who on the daily interact with executives from Nokia. Uh-huh. And I said, hey, guys, is it Nokia or Nokia? And they unanimously said, in America, it's Nokia.
Oh, and in America.
Which is where we are.
Is that where everyone is? Is that where you are? Is that where you are? Is that where you are?
Here I am, and you can say it however you want to say it, but me, being a proud American, born and raised on American soil, I'm going to say Nokia, and that is correct. They say even the Finnish people say Nokia, and only people who are British say Nokia, and you are so far from British, except for maybe the teeth thing.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, the 900 was announced. We're going to have a full demo and interview with Brandon Watson talking about that. And then there was a couple other tidbits of Windows Phone news.
So one of the things that I liked is one of my friends I went to college with, who was a former writer at TechCrunch, and now he's a general partner at the Crunch Fund, MG Siegler.
Just throw the name out. Okay, yeah.
And he actually wrote on his personal blog that the Lumia 900 is actually it's the first phone that he thinks was designed holistically as well as the iPhone. And he is like a self-reported absolute iPhone, Apple fanboy.
Isn't he a bit of a MG or a Microsoft hater?
He used to love Microsoft. He was a Microsoft fanboy.
Okay.
And then over the years, he became like a huge
Apple
fanboy.
And so now we're getting him back with the Lumia 900.
And he said that this is the first smartphone. Like, he does all these reviews saying, like, the review of X from an iPhone lover's perspective.
Right.
And he always ends up going back to the iPhone. But he said that this is the first phone that looks like it has some promise to it, that it was actually designed holistically enough that he's actually excited about looking at it. So
yeah, that's good.
I was happy that finally, after all these years.
You've had a good week in terms of Windows Phone love between your friends and you've been the PC Guy videos and then MG.
It's like we have a really good product in market.
Wow! That's amazing. Yep. A couple other tidbits on that. People were wondering what the Mango Commercial Release 2 is and whether or not that was like the new version of Mango. And it is not. It is simply an update that gets rid of that annoying disappearing keyboard fix, so that is resolved. And other than that, there's a couple other phones coming out. The Lumia 700 is available for T-Mobile as of January 11th, which was last week. The Nokia Lumia 800 coming to the U.S. market, already out in Europe and Asia, and hopefully soon the 900 in our hands.
Yeah,
MG's hands. Apparently he's already got it in his hand.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Verizon guy like I am, so I don't know when it's going to come out on Verizon.
I'm Verizon, too.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Hey, but there we go.
All right, and that's a wrap.
All right.
We got to do the thing.
Oh, wait.
You forget how the show works?
Yeah.
We have to say goodbye. All right, everybody, that's it for this week. I feel like we've gone on and on and on because we had so much to catch up on. But now we're back, and we'll be back every week as long as Paul stays in the country and my dog stays away from my hardware.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think we can do that.
See you next week.
For embarrassing... Oh, my God. First
practice.
That's what it is.